All right. Well, the U.S. has a problem. There aren't enough people to care for young children while parents work. Nationally, more than 150,000 early childhood educators have lost their jobs during the pandemic. But even before then, turnover was high, and many workers are approaching retirement age. Take Colorado. Demand for early childhood educators there is expected to rise dramatically in the next decade. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine has this story about how educators are confronting the challenge.
Delia Cordova is responsible for the most significant years in a human being's life, those first 3 years when 90% of the brain develops. She's an early childhood educator, but even though she makes more than the average wage for teachers in her field, which is $28,000 a year.
Up until 2 years ago, I had food stamps, I had Medicaid for myself and my kids. I had, I was living on housing for 14 years.
That's subsidized housing. Until recently, after a long day of educating 3- and 4-year-olds, Cordova cleaned office buildings until midnight to support her own 3 children. Many early childhood educators have a second job, and a third of them in Colorado get public assistance. And Cordova's job doesn't come with benefits. Here's Rebecca Cantor, dean of the University of Colorado Denver's School of Education and Human Development.
We have a crisis-level shortage of teachers at any level of preparation in the field right now.
Childcare workers, on average, earn 40% of the salary of kindergarten teachers. Yet one seminal study says teaching our youngest children is just as complex as teaching older children. It recommends early educators have a bachelor's degree and get comparable pay. But 7-year teaching veteran Najla Kimball says many can't afford it.
A lot of times they want us as preschool teachers to have these extra accreditations, these classes. That's a motivation that they say will get us paid more. But these classes are often $80, $90, $200 for these courses that are on Saturday evenings, and we're already scraping by to begin with.
The demand for workers is so high, people are recruited who have the bare minimum of educational requirements. That fuels turnover when childcare workers are faced with caring for a rising number of children who have challenging behaviors. Veteran teacher Delia Cordova says she didn't have the proper training to help out one little boy.
I was ready to quit. I'd come home crying after work.
To recruit and retain more early educators, the state touts a comprehensive workforce plan with many goals, like innovating ways to make training affordable and increasing the diversity of the workforce. CU Denver's Diana Schack.
It's expanding scholarship programs. It's expanding loan forgiveness programs. It's also expanding and being creative with our higher education delivery system.
Like maybe instead of attending a college class in a lecture hall, training could be done on site at a childcare center with a coach giving feedback. Or, says the state's Jennifer O'Brien, leaders could figure out ways to convert people's experience or individual training they've gotten into college credit.
And so for our folks where higher education seems like a big, huge step, this makes it that first step a little smaller for people.
But O'Brien, like every other person interviewed for this story, says Colorado won't see real change unless there are significant efforts to boost wages. Teacher Catherine Schmidt says right now, more education doesn't mean significantly higher wages.
I have been in the field for 10 years. I have my bachelor's degree. I have a director license. I have a teacher license. I've taken I don't know how many trainings, and I make $17.33.
Meg Franco with Early Milestones Colorado, a statewide early childhood advocacy group, says it will take greater public investment to change the system.
We as a society continue to expect that the industry is going to act as though it's purely a private good, when really it's not, and it can't thrive as though it is.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has proposed spending $4 million to increase salaries and educational opportunities for some early childhood teachers and assistants. It's the first time the state has tried to dedicate funds to inch up childcare workers' salaries toward the average salary of K-12 teachers, who make double the money.
We know, and the data shows, that those early childhood years, the professional in the room, the adult in the room, is every bit as important, if not more, to the successful development and achievement of the child as the teachers in the K-12 system.
The pandemic has laid bare this fact. The economy relies on parents having access to reliable childcare. That won't happen unless more people enter the field. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.